Hi, good morning everybody, can you hear me?
Yes.
So, it's great to see people out here today, and I'm just going to be very brief. I represent this wonderful group of people. I represent this wonderful group of people who, as they have been doing, have continued to stand up for people's rights and for human rights over property rights.
Yes.
And that's what they believe in, and they believe in Black Lives Matter. That's why they were there outside the law office of an attorney who engaged in an unlawful eviction of a young mother and her child. They were standing up for Black lives, they were standing up for human rights, and they're saying human rights are more important than property rights. And, you know, not only should that young woman and her child not have been unlawfully evicted, but it's inappropriate and wrong when people stand up to protect human rights that they get arrested. And so we're here. Today was just the beginning of the court process, the first day. We'll be back on December 7th for more proceedings in this case. And, you know, we're going to fight this out. Luz, Emily, Danny, and Shaquina should not have been arrested. They were acting in the tradition of people in this country and around the world who stand up for human rights. That's what they were doing. They should be applauded, not arrested and prosecuted. So we will be fighting this out, and I appreciate, and I know that they appreciate, having everybody here in support as this movement continues.
I'm Caroline Nagy. I'm speaking on behalf of the Troy DSA and specifically the Housing Committee.
Caroline, what can you tell us about these two separate cases, the eviction case and now the trespassing case charges?
I think it's a really clear indication of what the county's priorities are. We filed, the woman who was locked out of her apartment filed a criminal complaint against the landlord for illegal eviction, which is a criminal offense in New York State. That has been completely ignored.
And the landlord is Mr. Ginsburg?
Yes. That, you know, that complaint has been ignored. And meanwhile, the DA has actually, the only legal action taken in this case so far has been against the people who went to protest at Ginsburg's office. So what does that say about what we value as a county? Who, you know, what, whether the rule, like whether the law matters at all? Because from my perspective, it really seems in this case that the law, what's written in the law, does not matter at all. Chastity is homeless right now. She is a single mother with a young child who is homeless because she came home from work one day to find her locks changed. She's never had an eviction order filed against her. And that is, you know, this was during, this happened in October when we had an eviction moratorium. It is immoral, it's unethical, and I think it's very likely illegal as well.
What does a legal eviction require?
It requires a court order. You need to get an order of eviction from a judge. You need to give the person who's being threatened with an eviction an opportunity to go to court to defend themselves. This is not even like this isn't even just like special rules for COVID. This is just how it always is. And so I feel like the leadership in Troy I feel like the leadership in Troy has basically abstained from taking any action in this case, and I don't understand why. I would really like to know why. For example, the Rensselaer County District Attorney isn't interested in prosecuting illegal evictions. I mean, to me, it's a human rights health crisis, especially during COVID. I would like to know why. I would like to know why Judge Turner isn't accepting the papers in this case. He's been sitting on them for 2 weeks. This is a homeless woman.
What's the judge's name again?
Judge Turner.
Judge Turner.
I don't know why the judge won't take the papers, but it is it's really strange.
And what day did this legal eviction happen, and what day were the protesters arrested?
I don't. I don't, let's see. This, it's been a while. This happened in October, I think, like maybe October, yeah, the first half of October. The protest was in the second half of October, and I think people just got arrested in the last week.
So the Troy, just to clarify, the Troy legal system is sitting on Chastity's case, the homeless mother, her case against her landlord for legally evicting her.
Yes.
Meanwhile, they're moving forward with prosecuting the eviction defense fund, who was there to defend her.
Correct.
For being, having her locks changed.
Correct.
Okay. And what's next in this case?
I don't know. I mean, I think you should talk to Chastity's attorney, Matt Toporowski.
Okay.
He's representing her because he would know better than me. I'm not her attorney. I'm just someone who Chastity reached out to through the DSA seeking help because, you know, she was kind of locked out of her apartment with nothing, you know, nowhere to go.
Is there anything you want to add, Carolyn? Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Just want to uplift what everybody here has been saying, that we see time again and again and again that these systems are so eager to value property, usually white-owned property, over the well-being and survival, let alone thrival, of Black lives. Is that right?
That ain't right!
Is that right?
That ain't right!
Is that right?
That ain't right!
Who do we want justice for?
Chastity!
Chastity! Who do we want justice for?
Chastity!
Who do we want justice for?
Chastity!
Who do we want justice for?
Chastity!
Who do we want justice for?
Chastity!
Who do we want justice for?
Chastity!
That's right. And we're not, are we gonna stop until we get it?
No!
Are we gonna stop until we get it?
No!
Are we gonna stop until we get it?
No!
So I just wanna thank these four people up here again for standing up for Black women, for Black mothers, for calling out the despicable, hateful bigotry of white people who would want to threaten them, run them over, and all the police who just sat by and watched it happen and then had the nerve to arrest them for being on property when it was their lives at stake. It was their bodies on the line. Where were these police protecting and serving our community? They weren't. They were instead attacking the people who are putting themselves up, making themselves vulnerable so that they can protect the most vulnerable in our community. So we're gonna keep going. We're gonna be out in these streets.